Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Wednesday morning, Ricky Kofferkamp here filling in for Ag Central meteorologist and Inside Agriculture host Mick Kerr. He's out on vacation for a while. It's okay, he deserves it. He really does. We're almost to Halloween, as you know. But that also means we're getting close to Thanksgiving as well. And that Thanksgiving turkey will probably cost a lot less than it did last year. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
And now, to introduce the subject of today's story, a classic film director known far and especially wide. Everybody knows him. What was your name again?
My name is Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, yes.
And I would like to tell you about the birds and their age-long relationship with man.
Oh, goody.
I suspect you never realize that if it weren't for birds, even some of our pastimes would suffer noticeably. Duck hunting, for example, and the turkey is traditionally our guest of honor at Thanksgiving.
Ah, yes, now we're getting to the subject of the Thanksgiving turkey. Now, I realize it seems a bit early to start reporting about the cost of that turkey, but everybody else is doing it, so let's gobble up this opportunity. And actually, when it comes to what we shoppers can expect to pay for that Thanksgiving turkey.
You know, I think from a consumer standpoint, we got some fairly good news on the turkey front.
Yeah, turkey supplies up, prices down. This from Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagan. He says, judging from the current wholesale prices that stores are paying for their turkeys, we shoppers are likely to pay a good deal less for that bird than we did last year. And of course, we are still over a month away from Thanksgiving.
But right now, I mean, we are looking at wholesale frozen hen prices at about $1.18 a pound, which compares to about $1.80 a pound a year ago. So indeed, prices are for whole birds are lower than they were a year ago.
34% lower. Part of that is because during this last quarter of the year,
We're looking at about a 5% increase in production compared to a year ago.
Now, yes, a year ago, the nation's poultry operations were being hit hard by bird flu outbreaks, but we have not had any new detections of bird flu since June, so turkey producers have been working hard to get production going again. Now, in a normal year, this would be about the time that we would see wholesale turkey prices start to go up in anticipation of holiday demand. But Shale Shagan says instead,
they came down from the end of September into early October, and we may see a little bit more of a lift, you know, as we get closer to the holiday season. But again, the industry is sort of working to balance production and demand.
So overall, wholesale prices for turkeys are well below last year, but what about retail? Again, prices should be lower than last year, but how much lower? That could depend on what grocery stores decide to do.
What retailers tend to do in terms of actually retail pricing for that period, is going to depend on their desire to encourage store traffic. They will often sell turkeys at retail for less than they paid for them at wholesale, you know, what we refer to as a loss leader, to encourage folks to come into the stores and buy cranberries and stuffing and pumpkin pie filling and the usual fixings that go with Thanksgiving.
So right now, it's hard to know exactly how much that turkey's going to cost, but it's a pretty sure bet it will be less than last year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, as Gary Crawford said in there, a little early, and he's a goofball. I like Gary. Gary Crawford's always fun to have a good report from. But yeah, turkey prices might not be as high as they were last year. Love to hear that. I mean, I'm going to be honest. Never was a big turkey guy. More of a rotisserie chicken guy. Now, I know, very untraditional, but makes more, for me, it makes more sense. We're going to take a step aside, look at your weathers next.